It's the Emily and Jess for breakfast. It's that time of the week you catch up with Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Nice to see you the other day at the launch of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival.
Yes, it was a nice way to start off the day, the afternoon. Thank you all for being part of that. Of course, CFM, one of our sponsors, and we're grateful for that. As we've already talked about, it's going to be slightly different this year. Some of our bigger events, of course, can't happen, but there's a whole range of online and in-person events that are available, and I really urge the community to get out and have a look at them and try something new. Maybe we have a range of online things, and we're urging people to also get involved, as in send us in photos of perhaps a new recipe you've tried,
yeah,
or something
great.
You've cooked with your kids, those sorts of things.
Right, they have dropped the program, and you can get more at devonportfoodandwine.com.au.
On a different note, community input is being sought to shape the future of the Devonport sports facilities. Tell us more.
We've got a working group set up which involves state representatives of state bodies and local bodies and councillors, and we're looking to get some input from community around what they see perhaps the needs are or the gaps are in our infrastructure, so that we can have a really clear plan for the next perhaps 15 years around what we might need to build or what we might need to refurbish. As most people are aware, some of our sports infrastructure is ageing, so we really want to get a handle on what people are using, what sports are growing, what sports might need some extra facilities. Some sports are seeing a big increase perhaps in like female participation, mm-hmm. those sorts of things, so really keen to hear from community. We've got a survey on our Speak Up Devonport website, so keen to get people's input in what they think we might need to look at over the next few years, and that'll shape our planning for our infrastructure builds.
Fantastic.
For those that might be unaware, what's the Speak Up Devonport
That's our page where we seek community input, so it's an opportunity for people to just drop us a line, let us know what they're thinking, and then we do particular things like this survey we ask people to particularly input into.
Yeah, great.
Treat to Eat, what's this all about?
Treat to Eat is part of our Seniors Week program. We're asking at the moment people to donate to, we've got several places around the city, Foodworks at East Devonport, Sprayton IGA and Council Chambers, where people can pop in some non-perishable items, mm-hmm. and we're going to do up some gift parcels for some of our seniors
in
our community over Seniors Week, just as a way of perhaps reconnecting or letting them know that we're with them, and that perhaps it's not as lonely as maybe it has been during the rest of this year. So, and we'll work with community organisations around where those places might be.
Great. And of course, first port of call, if you are in the online sphere, check out the Devonport City Council Facebook page.
Absolutely.
The Facebook page and our website, there's a lot of information on both of those. Facebook page, so, our staff keep up to date really well, and there's always something new and interesting on there.
That is good to hear. Good to see that things are going on around town. The warmer weather is not too far away. Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe, thank you for your time this morning. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.